in universal understanding.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:01 in the morning. Oh my God, is it really 8 in the morning on a Saturday? What am I doing here? Who am I to say such a thing? It's Mike on the mic here. Here till 11 a.m. for 3 hours today, expecting Mark Hurwitz anytime now. He's always very punctual, but I will say it's very cold out, so I'm going to be very forgiving, but I appreciate him coming in anyway, and I really shouldn't rag on him like this. Happy to be here, going to be here for an extra hour today. I want to thank DJ Mehmet. Thank you so much, sir. Really, really nice to meet you. And really, really, really love the music that you played. All right. Take care. Okay. So I'm going to do some new noise and, five-song sets pretty much for the whole day with Mark's help. And I'm going to start off now with someone I was going to play the other day. She's a local artist named Gracie Day. And she's got a self-titled EP with a new track here called What You Need. Brand new here at WMFO Medford.
The sun hits the bar and the drinks are glimmering. I'm pacing back and forth, this muscle is bending. All its fire, all its time, I want more than just getting by. Wasting in a cage to the max for minimum wage. They talk about life philosophies over martinis. I'm leaning, man in the suit who thinks he knows everything is safe. What you want to be, what you need. Love is wasted on the green. Well, I don't want money, cause I never had it anyway. What I want is my need to be returned back to me. Cause happiness is a dream that a girl's gotta eat. Here we go again, it's like I've never been away. Johnny's here still drunk from yesterday. In the days of foraging, the shouts I pour, I facilitate his gravitation to the floor. Ironic as it is, it's a shot we're both living for. I'll just run away from this. Waking, working, sleeping, driven by money. Market poisonous honey. Have a baby, build a fence, find a job in an office. Don't drive fast, go slow when you fall in love. Touch a sword with a velvet glove.
You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Someone's waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. A painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
WMFO Medford. It's Mike on the mic here. How you doing? 8:19 in the morning. Hey, I didn't say 9. That's a good thing because usually I'm so confused. I'm here an hour early because, well, I wanted to fill in and it's vacation and stuff. And now I'm not alone. Who are you, sir?
I am. I don't know who I am.
Yeah, you took a
I was in the other night, but I forget already. You
know, it's really weird doing a show. It's we're so weird calling it show.
A show?
Doing a... No, a show. Doing it like so close to Thursday night when we were here. It's just, it's fun though. It's a lot of fun. It's great music, wakes me up, you know. Luckily, yeah. You know, I woke up this morning. It was so nice and warm and toasty. I just said, I just want to go in and play music.
Well, it's funny. When we left the studio on Thursday,
yeah.
We said goodbye inside the studio because the minute we walked out the door, we went screaming in different directions.
Went, like, you know, like the shortest distance down to the car, which is like through the building, down the back door and into the parking lot because, God, you don't want to walk around out there.
And last night, I was at Bocelli's around the corner from us here in South Medford. And four of us, before we walked out the door... We all said our goodbyes basically inside, and the minute we left the restaurant, I mean, the people in the restaurant just saw four people running in different directions.
Yeah, just like ghostly streaks.
It was so bad.
Yeah. So did you get to listen to the show from the other night?
Not yet. It's been busy, but...
I listened to part of it. I think it was I don't know what it was.
It was total freeform, so there was no real theme except, a little bit of the cold and warm.
We did some cold things.
Yeah, and there's no real theme today. Well, there's a little theme coming up,
really?
I guess.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Let me tell everybody what everybody, I don't know who's listening to get this out. Actually, hi, Susan Button Lyons.
Hey, Susan.
Way up in Maine. Appreciate your being up early. She had to check the water to make, she's way up in Maine.
What part of Maine?
Right around South Portland, I guess, but it's on an island. Peaks Island, I think, Susan?
She's on Peaks Island?
Yeah, I think that's where it is.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Good place for biking or walking around.
It's across from that park, because I went there with Bob Angel, and we waved to her, but she didn't see us.
Yeah, that's it's cold, but no, not compared. If you're in Greenville or Baxter State Park, I mean, right now it's probably about 15 or 20 below.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right, Susan, you can let us know on the thread, and you're going to give us a request, so we look forward to that. Okay, so started off with a new noise for this first set of the day. Gracie Day, a local singer-songwriter who has an EP that is named for her. That's right, it's called Gracie Day EP. That was What You Need. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, the wonderful late, I hate saying that, Sharon Jones, Midnight Rider, the title track to a record she put up, cover, of course, Blood, Sweat, and Tears from the Greatest Hits CD, that was Spinning Wheel. I don't think I ever played that before, but that was nice to hear.
That was great.
It's from a time gone by. You don't hear that type of stuff, rock and roll music with full horns too much anymore, at least not in the mainstream.
I wonder if they ever played with Chicago. You think they did a double bill? Because that would have been a fun, like, early Chicago.
I kind of would like to think they did, but yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. Then, Allman Brothers Band. Yeah, from Brothers and Sisters, Come and Go Blues, and the fifth song of the set was Rock Pile from 1980's Seconds of Pleasure CD, which I've just worn out. If it was an LP, I would have worn out the grooves. I'm sure none of you kids know what I'm talking about, but that's what happened to vinyl. It used to like wear out and skip. That was Oh What a Thrill. Haven't played that in a long, long time. Okay, so Mark and I are here until, well, you're here till 10, correct?
Yeah, about 10 or 10:15.
So you are going to go hike today, huh?
Maybe.
Wow.
I'd like to. It's going to be 20 today. It's going to actually hit 20 degrees, first time in a few days. And there's a new part of the Neponset River Greenway that it extends into Mattapan.
It's all frozen.
And it's all frozen.
It's cold.
But I hear it's really beautiful. I haven't checked it out yet. It's been open for several months.
When you hike in this kind of weather, what kind of libation do you have before you go?
Well, I did have a bottle of scotch before I came here.
There you go.
So it'll kick in about an hour, so I should be okay for a while.
All right. So let's do the new noise for the second set of the day. Neil Young has a new CD called The Visitor. Actually, normal people call it The Visitor. And he's taken swipes at the current occupant of the Oval Office. If you think about the stupid slogan that he's got, this track is called Already Great. It's brand new. Here at WMFO, Medford.
the blinkers on, I heard we're changing lanes, I heard he likes to race. I heard there's six or seven words he likes to use are always in bad taste. And I heard that Monday's just a word we say every seven times around, and then we pin the tail on Tuesday, watch those strings go up and down. And the elephant in the room begins to dance, the camera zoom into his mouth begins to move, those hateful words he uses. I don't care for your paranoid, us against them walls. I don't care for your careless, me first, gimme appetite at all. In my mind is for sale, it's all been divided into reasons why my two opposing thoughts at once are fine. And the residue from the price tag on the tip of my tongue, words don't come, they go. How many likes I gotta get for I know the truth, and the truth is season three will be a great reason to forget all about. Reality's a slippery slope, watch the TV scream and shout. I don't care for your paranoid, us against them fearful kind of walls. I don't care for your careless, me first, gimme appetite at all. On, I heard we're changing lanes, I heard we need more space, I heard that six or seven words are in bad taste. It's absurd to believe that we might deserve anything, as if it's balanced in the end and the good guys always win. I don't care for your paranoid, us against them fearful kind of walls. I don't care for your careless, me first, gimme appetite. With the residue from the price tag on those two opposing thoughts in my mind, us against them fearful kind of walls.
that's over now. There is no other way. Some days we'll be lost. We'll run out of words to say. We both know there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. No other way.
History, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
To mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
And ships minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, emancipation.
emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Whoa. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
WMFO Medford, Mike on the mic here at about 8:44 in the morning. Early, cold, but happy to be here at WMFO with Mark Hurwitz. How you doing?
Cold.
Yeah, I said that already.
Yeah. Well, it's nice in the studio, though.
It is.
I was worried when because it was getting cold on Thursday night.
Yeah, somebody put a picture up of the couch pillows that are flanking the air conditioner the other day just to keep the cold out.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I guess. It's not very, you know, I don't know, feng shui.
Looks like a fire hazard.
It does look like a fire hazard. But that's what's going on in here, everybody. It's been so cold. There's an air conditioner that's still in the window. And you know how, like, cold air can kind of seep in? And it's only usually okay because maybe the heat can sort of take it over.
Right.
Not this cold.
No,
so somebody took the cushions off of the rancid couch that sits behind me and stuffed it in the sides. It seems to be working.
Yeah, and it's getting rid of the bed bugs because the bed bugs are dying from the cold.
Is that what that? Yeah, I didn't realize that's what that was. It's crawling around on there.
That's what it is. Unfortunately,
so.
Sorry to bring that up, but
right.
You know, hey, the truth hurts.
Started that last set with a new Neil Young from the latest from him, The Visitor. That was Already Great. In other words, you don't have to make America great again, do you?
That sounded like old Neil Young.
It did. It's awesome. It's awesome. And then you had a great request for Jack Johnson from All the Light Above It 2 CD. That was My Mind is for Sale. I did not know that.
That's it's becoming a very big hit.
That was a really nice track. Really nice track. Followed that up with Ben Harper and The Innocent Criminals, 2016. That was just a couple years ago now. Call It What It is a CD. That was a great track called Shine. Sam Cooke, of course, from 1975's The Man Who Invented Soul. What a Wonderful World. That came out as a companion CD to the Al Gore one, The Man That Invented the Internet. Never mind. And,
wow, that one, right. Even the crickets are saying that one over our heads.
Whatever, it's early. Bob Marley, of course, finished up the fifth song in the set there, 2002. There was a remaster of the great CD called Legend. That was, of course, Redemption Song.
Yeah, and that's one of my, I have, you know, top 10 favorite list of songs, and that's always my top 10.
Yeah.
And now, it's a really sad song in a way, because, I mean, he knew he was dying when he produced it.
Yeah.
And,
I didn't know that either.
So you can kind of tell it's he knows it's coming. It's just, it has that finality to it. But what a great song.
Yeah, and it makes it even better. For me, you know, I love, thank you very much, that kind of knowledge about the background of things, because now that song is forever changed for me. I mean, I loved it already, but, you know, knowing something like that is even better.
Yeah, it felt, in some ways it feels like a political song, but it's more personal.
Mm. Okay, 8:46 in the morning, Mike and Mark here. I'm here till 11, Mark is here till 10-something, and we'll be spinning a lot of Freeform for you. And New Noise is what we do in the first song of the next set. Greta Van Fleet is making a lot of noise, literally.
These guys rock.
They're very Zeppelin-like.
Yeah, they're from Michigan. Michigan's a, you know, there's so many great bands that come out of Michigan. A lot of hard rock bands, and this is definitely a hard rock band.
Okay, their brand new record is called From the Fire. This is Greta Van Fleet, brand new here, WMFO, Midford.